Good morning. Good morning. I am so glad you joined this morning, our Powerful God Tuesday. Let us pray. We thank you, God, for connecting us this morning. We thank you for a beautiful day. We thank you for waking us up and starting us on our way. We thank you again for the power and love and helping us daily to help only you. Only you could do that, Lord. Only you. We know that you are there no matter what. Well, we thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford for their leadership and vision for the TMC call for the last 7 years. We praise God for the speaker about the download of message this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary. We thank each and every prayer warrior every morning for joining us. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and Artist Life for the connecting everyone together. We pray for the sick and the shut in this morning. Go by the hospitals, nursing home this morning. We pray for everyone in the bereaving family this morning. God, you know their hearts. Father, be with them. Father, help us to be humble. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
I can. Take it away. God bless you, and have a great day.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning to you, Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning on this crisp Tuesday morning. Praise the Lord. Our God is powerful Tuesday. Amen. And I want to say good morning to the Master's Call family. This is Brenda Terrell here. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Cynthia, say welcome, welcome to the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary. And let me tell you a little bit about this call, especially if this is your first time. This call was founded back in 2010, yes, by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. And then it's based on the scripture, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And then we have our mission statement that we love dearly, and we see God moving with this statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, believe it or not, we do have a website you can go to. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see where all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, we are about to approach the last month of the year, and we are thriving still on the theme for the year, which is in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, many of you may have been on the call sometime a while, and you feel led of the Lord. You feel that nudge, but you hadn't moved yet. Go on and move, okay? We want you to join us and be a part of the TMC family, where you can greet, as Minister Cynthia is doing and has done so wonderfully, or as a host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord. We definitely want to hear it. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net, and as well as your prayer requests and praise reports, especially if you're not on the call on Friday, send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, this is what brought us all together, Artist Life, which was at that time Artist International. It was established by the Diaz de Leon family 28 years ago, and we are in the business of helping people with their health. And there's nothing more fulfilling than seeing people get their health restored in such a manner with these wonderful, wonderful products. And if you want to get more information, get with the person that invited you to this call, as well as our new morning motivational call that's held right after this call. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294 617-617-617-POUND. And then we have that new bypass number. If you're with T-Mobile or Metro PCS, that number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. As a matter of fact, today is Presidential Tuesday on the New Morning Motivational Call, so I know some great information will be shared there. Well, I am getting out of the way because we have a wonderful, powerful woman of God who has been a blessing to this call, has been a blessing to our family, has been a blessing among the nation, among artist life, and she is none other than our very own minister, Ada Lovett Grace. This woman of God is an humble servant of God. She resides in Brooklyn, New York, and she says, "This is Ada from Brooklyn." I can't say it like her, but I tell you, it's so sweet when you hear her say it. And she's living there with her husband, Doug. Ada is under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbraith at Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn, New York. She is a mother and a wonderful grandmother who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. You can see her on Facebook where she's sharing so much of the love with her family and her mother and so many people that love her so dearly. She is she co-founded a ministry, Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God. She wants to read the Word, study the Word, believe the Word, and she definitely applies the Word. She is a woman of God who's a woman of God who is living the Word. She's standing tall and powerful in the mighty Word of God, believing that God is doing a great work in her life and through her life. I'm going to let her share it with you. She is a powerful leader, a powerful friend, a powerful sister, and we love her dearly. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than Minister Ada Lovett Grace from Brooklyn, New York. Are you there, Minister Ada?
I am here, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Well, good morning. This is Minister Ada Grace from Brooklyn. Happy to be on the Master's Call this morning. I want to thank you, Minister Brenda, for that kind introduction. I so appreciate you. You're a beautiful soul. You always stand ready to serve an anointed woman of God. Love you so very much. And want to give a big old shout out to Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx. Don't get it twisted. We appreciate you. I thank God for you that you're not only a caring person, but you are a servant of the Most High God, and you are a servant in the community with all that you do, the Honorable Cynthia Cox. And saying hello and good morning to the co-founders of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, love you so much. So happy to be with you all. I'm so thankful and grateful. I was having a little difficult of a day on yesterday, but I stand ready to allow God to give to speak through me and to give you what he has given to me. And when I was with you earlier this month, I introduced a new series on Bitter, B-I-T-T-E-R, or Better. And if you didn't get a chance to hear that message, I invite you to go to our website at www.themasterscall.net to hear the first part of that. You know, in this season, I come across people that are very joyful and happy and looking forward to this season. I'm one of those people. I love the music. I love celebrating this season, what the true meaning of this season. I don't get caught up in the commercialism of it, so I enjoy the true meaning of the season. And so today we're going to continue with part two of Bitter or Better. And before I pray, if you would go to Ephesians 4, the 29th verse through the 32nd, I really want you to take heed to this message. I think it's an important message. I have met people who have been able to overcome so many different obstacles and still have the joy of the Lord in their spirit. And then I have met other people who are bitter and who have not been able to get past some of the past hurts. And I want to just let you know that it's important that you understand that you let no bitterness take root in your heart. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come this morning truly humble, truly grateful and thankful for yet another opportunity to speak to these, your people. I now step down and step back and allow your Holy Spirit to come and minister to these, your people. It is not about me. I am not the issue or the concern. It's all that you may be glorified. I speak specifically to someone on the line within the sound of my voice who has been going through a difficult time forgiving someone or letting something go or letting go a past hurt. I pray that this message gets to the root of their heart to help them to understand that a bitterness should not take root in the heart of the believer. I ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. So turn with me to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, beginning with the 29th verse through the 32nd. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building up others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. My key verse is 31. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Last time we looked at a sister in the Word of God who had gone through a very difficult, challenging time, and she had renamed herself bitter. She had lost her husband, and then 10 years later, lost two sons. Today, we're going to look at a brother. We're going to look at a father and two sons. And as I'm reading this story, I want you to identify three things. Who in this story is compassionate, forgiving, and loving? Who in this story is humble and recognize the errors of his ways? And who is bitter and angry? You know, one thing that I've learned whenever I read or study about someone who is bitter, anger is a close companion. And as the word reminds us, Paul is telling the church at Ephesus, get rid of the bitterness. Get rid of the anger. You know, to be really transparent with you, God took me through a process where I realized that I was harboring some unresolved anger. Sometimes you can forgive people on the surface, but if it goes really, really deep, God began to deal with me to really get me to the depth of why I had a lot of anger. And I invite you, if you have not taken that time, ask God to reveal if there's anything or anyone that you have hold any type of grudge. You don't want that bitterness to take root. So now we're going to look at a story. It's a very familiar story. It's referred to quite a bit. If you'll go now with me to Luke, the 15th chapter, I'm going to move quite quickly here for the sake of time. Luke, the 15th chapter, the 11th verse, we're going to look at the parable of the prodigal son. But what I really want you to identify is, in this story, who is bitter and angry, who is humble, and who is compassionate. This is Jesus. Verse 11, Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. And not long after that, the younger son got together all that he had and set off for a distant country. And there he squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to the fields to feed the pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servant, 'Quick, bring the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate.'" Let me stop there for a moment. I love this story real quickly. This is, you know, a story of a father, and he's got two younger sons, and the younger son is saying, "Look, I don't want to wait till you die. Give me what I got coming to me right now." He went off, party, squandered it, wasn't responsible. But the Bible said he came to his senses and humbled himself and went back. Let's continue in the story. "And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion." I don't want you to miss that. "For him, he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Go kill that fat calf. Let's have a party. For the son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and now he is found.' So they began to celebrate." And here it enters another, the older son. Verse 25. "Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. And when he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him, 'What was going on?' 'Your brother has come home,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered property with prostitutes come home, you kill the fatted calf for him?' 'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we have to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he is found.'" Amen, amen. I love this story because it's a picture of our Heavenly Father who's waiting for us to come home. No matter what you've done or what you've gone through or how far you may have thought you have gotten away, God stands ready to come and meet you. He won't force himself on you. And so Can you identify in this story who is compassionate, who is forgiving, who is loving? Can you identify who is humble, who recognized the errors of his ways and was willing to go back and say, just make me a hired hand? And can you recognize the one who is bitter and angry? You see, when bitterness has begun to take root, all the person who is bitter and angry is can see themselves. They're self-absorbed, they're self-centered, and they're very selfish. The older brother could not partake in the celebration of a son who recognized the errors of his ways and came back home. He missed out on the celebration because he allowed bitterness to take root in his heart. I want to give you some takeaways. Bitterness is a place that focuses on self. It is always accompanied by anger. In our text, Paul urges us to get rid of all bitterness and rage and anger, every form of malice. I want you to do a heart check this morning. Have you allowed any type of bitterness to take root in your heart? Is there someone that you are still angry with? Is there someone who has hurt you so deeply that you have vowed to yourself that you could never forgive? I want to remind you that if you want God to forgive you, you must forgive. That's part of the healing process. That's part of recognizing and understanding that you got to pluck out that bitterness. Bitterness will destroy you if you don't take care of it. Number two, I love the picture of a loving father not holding his son's sins against him, not being angry. The father could have chose to have been angry and upset, but the Bible says when he saw him, he went to celebrate that this son had returned home. Oh, I see a picture of our Heavenly Father saying, come on back. I've been waiting for you. If you've been running away from God or running away from God's assignment on your life, I encourage you to come on back. The Heavenly Father is waiting for you. And number three, it is a choice to be bitter. What will you choose? Will you choose to be bitter or better? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines bitter as extremely harsh or marked by intensity or severe cruelty as of a distress or hatred. I want you to know that bitterness is a poison. And I want you to take a heart check this morning. Has someone wronged you or offended you that you're still harboring some anger? It is a choice. You can choose to forgive. The forgiveness is to help you heal. It's not for the other person. It's for you. In closing, I want to say if anybody should have been bitter, I love speaking about this man. Nelson Mandela spent 27 years in prison. He was freed in 1990 to negotiate the end of apartheid in South Africa, bringing peace to a racially divided country and leading the fight for human rights around the world. And one of his famous quotes is, "We must use time wisely and forever realize that the time is always ripe to do right." Nelson Mandela. It is always ripe to take a heart check, to evaluate your heart. Make sure you get rid of all bitterness, all anger, all brawling, every form of malice, forgiving others. Even in Christ, God has forgiven you. I will now turn the call back over to our host, Minister Brenda. Come on back.
Wow, wow, and a double wow. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Minister Ada, for this profound, totally profound message this morning. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. But first, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we so humbly come before you, Lord, thanking you for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for this anointed, powerful message this morning to put us in a state of mind, Lord God, of who you are and whose we are. We thank you, Lord God, that we are your people who have been called by your name. And we humble ourselves before you, Lord God, and say thank you. Thank you for forgiving us of all our shortcomings, our sins, our bitterness, all our shortcomings. Thank you, Lord God, for washing us with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for restoring us with your joy, your peace, your love. Thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God who came before us, Lord God, with this profound message to let us know we had a choice to be bitter or better. And we thank you, Father, for anointing her and pouring her, Lord God, with your grace and your mercy and your goodness and your loving kindness. Thank you, Father God, for restoring the virtues that she has given out to us, O God. We ask you, Lord, that you continue to bless her going out, bless her coming in. We thank you, Father, for restoring her health, Lord God, restoring her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We glorify you, Father, that you are being glorified through this mighty vessel of God. And we thank you, Lord God, for blessing her husband, her children, her grandchildren, her mother, and all her sisters and brothers, all that concerns her, Lord God. We thank you for just giving her the peace that passes all understanding. We glorify you, Father, for using her in such a mighty way. And with that, we say thank you. Lord God, we lift up before you, Lord God, Kendra Carter and John, Annette's husband, John, oh God, and Sebla and Dr. PK and Kenneth Blackwell and all those, Lord God, who have been going through trying times with their health. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father God, for doing a mighty work in Sister Corbin, Lord God, in such a mighty way, restoring her brain, her health, Lord God, in such a miraculous way. We thank you for her loved ones that she cares about, Cheryl, Lord God, who went back to the Bahamas, restore business, and Willie, who has been traveling, Lord God, keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. We thank you, Father God, for Glenda, Lord God, Dr. PK's neighbor, Father God. We glorify you, Father, for strengthening her and keeping her and ministering to her mind, body, and spirit. We glorify you, Father, for using her in a mighty way. We thank you for these, your people, who are on this call, Lord God. We ask that you keep them, Lord God. We know, Father God, that the work you've begun in them, you're going to finish it. You're going to complete it till the day of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that our ears are open to hear what the Spirit has to say. And since we've heard this powerful message, Lord, we are committed to be doers of your word and not just hearers only. We thank you, Father God, for your anointing, for your Spirit of truth, living and dwelling in us as we go forth to be the people you called us to be. In Jesus' mighty name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC families, please share this powerful message. Oh, my goodness, share this message with somebody today. You will truly be a blessing to them. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember, the new morning motivational call is right after this call at 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-POUND. Well, at this time, I want to say thank you all for joining us again on this wonderful Tuesday morning. Thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for seating and greeting everyone with the joy of the Lord in your heart and your spirit. And thank you again, Minister Ada Lavette Grace, for this profound message this morning. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Thank you, Minister Brenda. You always do an excellent job, a woman of excellence. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seeing and greeting us. And my prayer is that you will choose to be better. Be better. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Go out and be someone's answered prayer. Go out and be that minister in the marketplace, and we'll see you right back here on the Master's Call tomorrow. Bye-bye.